Good afternoon. So first of all, I would like to thank General Gerhards for inviting me, and also for to the pilot Mark, who actually made it possible for me to fly, and also to Colonel Schnell, who actually hosts us here at this base. So the Lage Air Base is really an impressive facility, but for me now this is once in a lifetime experience to be able to fly a Eurofighter and to really see by myself, at least to have some kind of understanding what it is like to fly an aircraft like that. A very powerful aircraft, a very impressive aircraft, and by flying it, by being able to sit behind, I really feel that I get some better understanding of what this is all about. Then I would also like to thank everyone who have made this possible, all the people on the ground, all the people who have made the whole mission possible, because for me this is important to try to understand and to get a better and deeper understanding and about what this is all about. The Lage Air Base is important for Germany. It is impressive, not least because it trains so many German pilots, but therefore it's also important for NATO, because what they do from here is to educate the best pilots in the world and also to support the different air policing missions, which is important in a more challenging security environment. And therefore I also like to thank the German Air Force for whatever everything you do for our collective security, for our shared security, for our collective defense. And I would also like to thank you for what you do for Ukraine, because Germany and the German Air Force are one of the, or is the country in Europe that provides the most support to Ukraine. And you are now actually providing an additional Patriot battery. And as far as I understand, you're actually now training the personnel for that Patriot battery. So it demonstrates that the German Air Force is contributing in so many different ways to NATO, but also to our efforts to help and support the Ukrainians. So once again, thank you so much for making this possible. It has been a great experience. It was comfortable almost all the time, I will say. Not all the time, but that was the meaning. So I also felt some of the power and some of the gravity forces up in the plane, but I think that was part of the experience to also see that. So thank you so much. Okay. Yeah. Then I'm ready for it.
Should we take questions start with DPA?
Yes, here, thank you so much. So first of all, on a document is to be signed in Paris on Friday to develop a Franco-German battle tank. How do you view this development, and how important is it for European countries to develop military technology together?
So we welcome, and NATO allies are working together to develop military capabilities, because that will make us stronger. It will make NATO stronger, and it will help allies to get new and modern capabilities. So in general, we are in favor of allies working together. It will also help to overcome fragmentation of our defense industry. It will help to develop new and advanced technologies that can be applied, for instance, on new battle tanks. So that's something we very much welcome. And the good news is that both in North America, but also in Europe, allies are now really investing more in the defense industry, ramping up production. And we need, of course, allies to work together to strengthen the transatlantic defense industrial base. So, yeah, that's a good news.
How did you survive the flight? Could you share your impressions?
I think the pilot has to explain exactly what we did. But first we flew up, and then we saw some German planes, or the similar Eurofighter following us, or flying very close, I would say. And then we came to an air tanker. And it's extremely impressive to see how close the planes are when they actually get fuel from this big tanker. So we saw one plane then being fueled by the big tanker. And then actually we flew ourselves and connected to the to that fuel system. And then we saw some Swedish planes doing exactly the same. So it is impressive to see, and it's actually NATO interoperability that a German tanker can tank Swedish JAS Gripen, showing that we help each other as allies. And this is good to see, and actually see my... I have spoken a lot about importance of interoperability, but to then see a Swedish plane being fueled by a German tanker is really interoperability in praxis, being done up there in the air. And to be so close to see that, it makes a great impression. Then we did something I cannot totally explain, but I took over the control of the plane, and then we... First we turned like this, but then you had to tell what we did.
So basically we performed basic maneuvers, aileron rolls, what you learn first when you fly the airplane, and he did perfectly. I can only say that. We performed a looping. He flew a looping all by himself perfectly. Nothing to add about that. So, I think he would have made a great fighter pilot.
The honest thing is that we did it twice. The first thing, I think, it was not perfect, I would say. I did it. The second time I did it, I think it went quite well.
Yeah.
So, maybe that's something I can start to do when I end my tenure at NATO.
Questions. What did you see from our country, Mecklenburg-Vorpommern? Have you ever been here before?
I saw how beautiful this part of Germany is. We saw the very nice fields and these yellow fields with the raps. And we saw Rostock, and we saw another city.
Neubrandenburg.
Yeah. So it was very beautiful. First we said that to this place, to this base, I've never been in Rostock before, and I have been in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern. I've been before, but this is the first place that I'm here.
And second question: what good advice do you have for your successor, Mark Rutte?
First of all, my focus now is to be totally focused on NATO as long as I'm Secretary General of NATO. Then I'm absolutely confident that the Allies will find a perfect successor, but it's not for me to comment on exactly who is going to be. The most important thing for the Secretary General of NATO is, of course, to ensure that this alliance is united, that allies stand together, and I'm absolutely certain that will be the case.
Okay, we'll take one final question, then hear from the chief.
Holger Schmidt-Denker, RTL. Mr. Stoltenberg, looking the elections in the United States, do you fear a comeback of Donald Trump, which would have a possible impact on U.S. withdrawal from NATO structures in Europe?
First of all, I think we remember that NATO is the most successful alliance in history because we are 32 nations with different political parties in government, with different history, different geography from both sides of the Atlantic. But we have always, despite our differences, been able to unite around our core task to protect and defend each other. I expect that regardless of the outcome of the U.S. elections, that will still be the case in NATO. Because a strong NATO is good for Europe, but a strong NATO is also good for the United States. The United States represents 25% of the world's GDP. Together with NATO allies, we represent 50% of the world's GDP and 50% of the world's military might. So, for the United States, it's very good to have friends and allies, as the United States has in NATO, and therefore it is in the security interest of the United States to maintain NATO. And therefore I believe that that's what the United States will continue to do. Second, if you look at the United States, there is strong bipartisan support for NATO in the Congress, but also in the U.S. public, if you look at the opinion polls. And then thirdly, if you listen to what former President Trump, but also others, say, it's not mainly a criticism of NATO. It's a criticism of NATO allies not spending enough on NATO. And the good news is that now European allies are actually spending a lot more on NATO. This year I expect that roughly two-thirds of NATO allies, European NATO allies, will spend 2%. And Germany is now at 2%. So it's a totally different picture. So because this is in the US security interest, because it is strong bipartisan support, and because actually European allies have addressed the main complaint from North America, from the United States, spending more on defense, I'm confident that NATO will remain a strong United Alliance regardless of the outcome of the US elections.
Thank you. We'll hear from the Chief of the German Air Force now.
Yeah, if I may. Thank you, Danny. First of all...
I think they want you to speak there because then you are live on the NATO TV.
So, first of all, congratulations to your first Eurofighter flight, Mr. Secretary General. Last year, the exercise Air Defender 2023, we talked about it and now we did it. I think a special honor for us to show NATO Secretary General the capabilities of the German Luftwaffe. And if I may, Secretary, I would address my media in German. War natürlich heute ein sehr wichtiger Tag für uns, dass wir dem NATO-Generalsekretär die Leistungsfähigkeit der deutschen Luftwaffe demonstrieren konnten, insbesondere mit dem Waffensystem Eurofighter. Der Eurofighter ist das Herzstück der fliegenden NATO-Luftverteidigung. Wir stellen 24/7, 365 Tage im Jahr die sogenannten NATO-Alarmrotten. Das sind jeweils zwei scharf bewaffnete Kampfflugzeuge, einmal in Norddeutschland und einmal in Süddeutschland, um die Sicherheit des Luftraums zu garantieren. Das machen wir aber auch schon seit 20 Jahren für unsere NATO-Partner, insbesondere an der Ostflanke, für das Baltikum. So sind wir auch gerade jetzt wieder mit Eurofighter in Lettland stationiert. Aber wir haben heute auch gesprochen über ein sehr, sehr wichtiges Thema, und das wird das Top-Nummer-1-Thema sein auf dem jetzt anstehenden NATO-Gipfel. Das ist eine wirksame Flugkörperabwehr. Wir alle sehen die Bilder täglich aus der Ukraine oder jetzt auch den Angriff Irans auf Israel, wie wichtig diese Fähigkeiten sind. Da sind wir in Deutschland einen guten Schritt vorangegangen mit der Beschaffung. Systeme wie Iris-T, SLM oder Patriot-Systeme haben wir jetzt nachgekauft. Dadurch konnten wir auch ein weiteres System wieder an die Ukraine abgeben. Aber auch das RO-3, das Waffensystem, um weitreichende ballistische Raketen abzuwehren. Da ist Deutschland gut vorangegangen, aber jetzt gilt es natürlich auch zügig, diese Systeme in eine Einsatzbereitschaft zu bekommen. Danke.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. Thank you again.
Yeah. Yeah. I thank you.
So, the two of you want to...
Yeah.